The decision to withdraw the Southern African Development Community Forces comes after presidents of 16 member states and the government representatives met virtually in an extraordinary summit on security in the region. Emmerson Mnangagwa, the chairperson of the South African Development Community and the president of Zimbabwe, is calling for dialogue as the key for lasting peace.
This extraordinary SADC summit has made the bold decision to withdraw our mission from the Eastern DRC. Our august regional body will remain seized with the political and security situation in Eastern DRC.
This is not the first time a regional force has intervened but withdrawn from the region. The forces of the East African Community withdrew from the area in December 2023 after 1 year. The executive secretary of the SADC, Elias Magosi, says that there is concern over the deteriorating humanitarian condition in the DRC and that an urgent diplomatic solution is needed.
The summit reiterated the need for a political and diplomatic solution with all parties, including state, non-state parties, military and non-military in the Eastern DRC for the restoration of peace, security and tranquility in the country.
Since the beginning of the year, more than 7,000 people have been killed in the region as M23 rebel group captured the key towns of Goma and Bukavu. The DRC government accuses Rwanda of supporting the rebels, an allegation that Rwanda denies. Rwanda's Foreign Affairs Minister Olivier Nduhungirehe says that the withdrawal of the SADC mission and the call for the dialogue is the right decision for helping to end the crisis.
Rwanda has always welcomed the dialogue between the government of DRC and M23. This was also in the texts of the conclusions of the joint EAC SADC summit in Dar es Salaam, which was held on 8th February this year.
In February, the East African Community and the SADC heads of state called for the immediate ceasefire and the merger of the Luanda and Nairobi processes, which called for dialogue between the DRC, Rwanda and the M23 rebel group. Freddy Mukasambide is the president of Uganda's Democratic Party and regional integration expert. He says that the withdrawal of SADC forces is a wise move needed to prompt the DRC government to come to the table.
The process of SADC, because it had been convoluted and created a labyrinthine and Byzantine nature of a relationship between it and the Congolese government, thereby giving it a figment of a possibility that they would be the solution to fight the M23 and other fighting forces. SADC has done the best thing to take off so that the Congolese now begin to actually focus on the solution that is permanent to their problem.
The Alliance Fleuve Congo, along with the M23, released a communique stating that President Felix Tshisekedi should publicly and unequivocally announce his commitment to direct negotiations with the group. Despite the Nairobi and Luanda processes that have been in place for years, analysts say the expected talks late this month would likely be more productive for the 1 million DRC refugees waiting to return home. Moses Havyarimana for VOA Africa.